I'm talking baseball, like Reggie Quisenberry. Talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue.
Yes, Vida Blue, Tom Seaver. Well, let's talk baseball and baseball memorabilia with David Hunt. He is the president of Hunt Auctions. You can follow them on Twitter at Hunt Auctions. And he joins us from Philadelphia, but he will be making his way to our nation's capital for the Tuesday All-Star Game at the National Park. David Hunt, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the Geico All-Star Fan Fest, because you've got that annual live auction that'll be taking place in Washington from July 13th through the 17th. That means from today until next week. What are some of the highlights of the auction?
Yeah, it's a great event that Major League Baseball puts on each year, traveling, obviously, of course, to each city that the All-Star Game is hosted in. And this is the 14th annual year we've done this in conjunction with Major League Baseball. And really our goal is not only to have an incredible auction, sort of the selection of the best of modern players, ranging all the way back to the turn of the century players, but do fun things to make the event and the celebration of the game enjoyable for the fans as well. So we do a free appraisal fair where people bring down their items to find out what they're worth. We do daily auctions for sort of fun, you know, couple hundred dollar type items. And then sort of the big auction events occur on Monday and Tuesday, where there'll be everything from Babe Ruth game-used bats that'll bring 100,000 or more to, you know, Mickey Mantle and Walter Johnson and all the great players in between.
Now, I understand that one of the highlights is going to be the personal collection of Mel Ott. For people that don't know, Mel Ott, he was really a stalwart for the New York Giants all the way up until 1947.
That's right. We're honored to be involved and chosen by the Ott family to bring these things to the public really for the first time. I mean, they were in the Ott family collection. Of course, they kept many, many things to themselves and donated some things as well. But, you know, Mel Ott was a 12-time All-Star in the heyday of baseball as well. In that powerhouse 1920s, 30s era, 500 home run club member.
He was the first National League player to actually hit 500 career home runs.
That's correct, and died tragically in 1958 in an auto accident. So, you know, his career and obviously legacy is well revered, and we're again honored to be involved in selling things from the Ott family, with a portion of the proceeds going to several charities, including a Boys and Girls Club down in the New Orleans area.
Tell us about some of the items. I believe you've got a Mel Ott inscribed baseball, and what was that, the 400th home run?
Yeah, it's his 400th home run, career home run, which was retrieved and then inscribed in Mel Ott's hand. So obviously, when you have sort of that direct provenance and history coming right from the family, it really carries a lot of weight in the industry that we work within for authenticity. So that should be about 25,000 to 50,000, if not more. Some other really interesting pieces in the Ott collection range from a Dwight Eisenhower signed photo inscribed to Mel Ott, several awards he received, you know, lots of different presentational pieces, including a war bond certificate. You know, many of the players back then would work to raise money for the war effort, and on the field, Mel Ott was presented a certificate signed by, you know, several luminaries, among which was Babe Ruth. And so there's a photo of Mel receiving this award in the period on the field at the Polo Grounds in New York. So really cool piece. And there's, you know, just lots of interesting items that really take you back to a different era.
What kind of money, excuse me, though, but David, what kind of money are we talking about? What are the estimates here? I mean, I know it listed the baseball, that 400th home run baseball is estimated to go for anywhere between $25,000 and $50,000.
Yeah, and that's the fun thing is really, there are some estimates on there, you're accurate, but really what an auction hall is all about is the items are worth what the market will bear. So we certainly expect that range to be valid. Could be more, of course. The Babe Ruth certificate will be $5,000 to $10,000. And one thing that's important to us and Major League Baseball, and also, of course, the Ott family, is to have something for everybody. So there'll be lots of things that are $100, $200, $300 within the auction as well. We do want fans and people that are maybe interested to take a look, because not everything is, you know, $10,000, $20,000 or up.
Is entrance to the auction available for all?
It is. If you're down here in the D.C. area, it's an incredible event. I mean, there is entrance fee to FanFest, Major League Baseball's FanFest, where we are at, downtown the Convention Center. But then once you're in, there's, you know, just hundreds of attractions. The Hall of Fame is here. lots of different museum exhibits, and of course our auction, the appraisal fair, or if you can't do that, you can bid online at huntauctions.com as well.
And there, I understand you're also going to have items from Roberto Clemente's personal collection.
Yes, one of the more exciting endeavors we've ever had in our 26-year history was working with the Clemente family directly, actually 1 year ago now at the All-Star Game last year, to sell his primary collection. And this is sort of the second round, if you will. And when you're Roberto Clemente, your second round is still very, very significant. So some great trophies, some autograph pieces, some early presentational items. And again, these come right from the family, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Clemente Foundation as well.
Now, as far as people bringing some of their own memorabilia to be appraised, I mean, does that include things like their baseball card collection?
It does. It's always something we get really excited about each year as the All-Star Game travels across the country, is to see what fans might have in their attics, if you will. And invariably, there's people that bring down that shoebox of cards or tickets or autographs or whatever it might be that they think are worth a lot of money that unfortunately are not. And each year, there are always some things that come in that people think may not know how significant it is or isn't, and we tell them it's worth a lot of money. I mean, we've had things come in, including a Lou Gehrig uniform, that end up being around $500,000. So we're, given that the game has not been in Washington, D.C., the All-Star Game, since 1969, we have a feeling this could be a really special year for the appraisal fair.
And I'm just thinking, what, baseball cards, complete sets, of course. Like, if you got the complete set of Topps baseball cards from the 60s, those are still pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, certainly vintage baseball cards, autograph pieces, you know, ticket stubs, programs, photography, game used bats, anything at all. I mean, it's everything is worth something per se. It's just a matter of how much and really how to preserve it. That's what's important to us, is also right, to educate people. You know, these pieces are historic, and whether you want to sell them or not, we want people to know how to take care of them.
Thanks very much, David Hunt, President Hunt Auctions. Check it out next week. It begins today, but all next week at our nation's capital and the All-Star Game on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. This is Bloomberg.